Lesson 21, Leadership, Inspired Decision-Making. This lesson is designed to help us improve our ability to make inspired decisions. Introduction. Basic to our existence as children of God is the need and right to make decisions. Decision-making, however, is a challenging experience. We are often concerned about making the right decision and confused about where we can go to receive help in making it. But help is available. The Lord has told us that He is the source of all truth, and that through Him we can know the truth of all things. We are His children, and He has not left us powerless in facing the challenges of life. Elder Boyd K. Packer has said, "It is critically important that you understand that you already know right from wrong, that you're innately, inherently, and intuitively good. When you say, 'I can't solve my problems,' I want to thunder out, 'Don't you realize who you are? Haven't you learned yet that you are a son or a daughter of Almighty God? Do you not know that there are powerful resources inherited from Him that you can call upon to give you steadiness and courage and great power?" Self-Reliance, Ensign, August 1975, page 88. Help from the Lord. When we left the presence of our Father in heaven, He blessed each of us with the Spirit of Christ. The Scriptures reveal that the Spirit of Christ, sometimes called the Light of Christ, lighteth every man that cometh into the world. See John chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. This light, which is sometimes called our conscience, gives us a basic understanding of right and wrong. Following it will lead us to do good and to understand truth. In addition to the light of Christ, we are given an additional source of truth when we are confirmed. This is the gift of the Holy Ghost, given to show unto us all things what we should do. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5. Have a class member read aloud 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 3. What are the words of Christ? The words of Christ come to us in different ways. We may receive them through the Scriptures, through the words of our living prophets, and through the promptings of the Holy Ghost. Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verses 37 and 38. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verses 2 through 4. What does it mean to feast upon the words of Christ? The word feast means to enjoy an unusual pleasure. Such enjoyment is experienced by those who seriously seek the Holy Ghost, ponder the Scriptures, and study the words of the prophets. How can feasting on the words of Christ help us make inspired decisions? As we feast upon the words of Christ, we will know better what to do in all areas of our lives. Church leaders who feast upon the words of Christ, for example, know better what to say, what to teach, whom to call to positions, and how to make other decisions connected with their callings. How to make decisions. Before class, write on the chalkboard or post as a chart the following. Making inspired decisions. 1. Identify the problem or decision. 2. Pray for guidance and the spirit of discernment. 3. Study it out in your mind. 4. Choose an alternative or make the decision. 5. Pray for confirmation. 6. Act. Do it. Doctrine and Covenants, section 8, verses 1 through 3. Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verses 7 through 9. Just as our Heavenly Father helps us in different ways, so inspired decisions are made in many different ways. The steps suggested below in making an inspired decision are given only as general guidelines. 1. Identify the problem or decision. Identifying the problem is the foundation upon which we base our decision. We must understand clearly what the problem is before we can solve it. Sometimes it helps to write the problem on a piece of paper. Show Visual 21-A, Prayer is Essential to Making Right Decisions, which is on page 188. Page 189. 2. Pray for guidance and the spirit of discernment. As we begin to solve our problem, we will want to seek the help of our Heavenly Father. This help often comes through one of the gifts of the Spirit of discernment. This gift, available to those who pray for it, helps us know the truth and make proper judgments. Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. John chapter 16, verse 13. 3. Study it out in your mind. Asking the Lord for help is only part of the process. Some feel that because the Lord has said, "Ask and it shall be given you," Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, one need only ask to receive the Lord's answer. But this is not so. The Lord instructs us to study the problem in our minds. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verse 8. Before the Lord will inspire us, He expects us to obtain all the available information on the problem and seek counsel from proper and reliable sources. For example, leaders may seek advice from their counselors. Husbands may talk to their wives, and sons may ask their parents for advice. We should also identify possible solutions to the problem and think about the effects of each. When making decisions, we should gather enough reliable information to make a wise decision. Decisions made on little or unreliable information are often wrong and bring regret and unhappiness. 4. Make the decision. After we have studied the problem, we can then select the best possible solution. Sometimes the decision to be made is not between good and bad, but rather what is the best thing to do at the time. We make the decision based on what we feel is best to do after having carefully studied the information we gathered. 5. Pray for confirmation. After making the choice, we approach the Lord in prayer and ask if the decision is right. If the decision is right, the Holy Ghost will confirm the decision by giving us a peaceful, reassuring feeling that our decision is right. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verses 22 and 23. Sometimes we will even get a burning in our bosom. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verse 8. If for some reason we have not chosen correctly, the Lord will reveal that our decision is wrong by leaving us with an uncomfortable feeling or serious doubt. The Scriptures refer to this as a stupor of thought, Doctrine and Covenants, section 9, verse 9. When this occurs, we must have the humility to start the decision-making process over again. Often, confirmation from the Holy Ghost comes to us as we pray for it. Sometimes, however, we may be unsure what the Lord wants us to do and need to get started before a spiritual confirmation will come. Elder Hartman Rector Jr. has said that the Lord expects us to get on our knees and communicate with Him. Tell Him what we are going to do, make commitments with Him, outline our program, and then get up off our knees and go and do precisely what we have told Him we would do. In the doing, the Spirit comes. You shall receive the Spirit, and signed January 1974, page 107. Occasionally, we may have a decision to make that seems too difficult. We may think there is no possible answer. When this happens, we should remember what President Marion G. Romney experienced. "I have had problems which, it seemed, I could not solve, and I have suffered in facing them until it seemed I could not go farther if I did not have a solution to them. After praying, and on many occasions fasting for a day each week over long periods of time, I have had answers revealed to my mind in finished sentences. I have heard the voice of God in my mind, and I know His words." Look to God and Live, Discourses of Marion G. Romney, page 45. At times we must fast as well as study and pray to solve serious problems. Occasionally, even after studying, praying, and fasting, making a decision, and acting on the decision, we may still not receive a confirmation. At such times, we should simply follow our own best judgment, patiently exercising faith that someday the confirmation will come. We must always remember that God answers our prayers when, in His judgment, it is best for us to receive an answer. 6. Act. Do it. However and whenever the Lord confirms that our decision is correct, we are therefore held responsible for doing what we have decided to do. We must always be committed, therefore, to acting upon our decisions. President Spencer W. Kimball is a good example of one who is committed to doing what the Lord has asked him to do. Prominently displayed on President Kimball's desk is a slogan which reads simply, "Do it." With this inspired leader, personal convenience comes second. Everything is done to meet the Lord's convenience. His example for work has become legend and establishes an example for us all to follow. Robert L. Simpson, Do It, Ensign, November 1975, page 13. Some of the above steps for making decisions are illustrated by an experience that happened in our early church history. Joseph Smith was translating the Book of Mormon, and Oliver Cowdery was acting as scribe. After a time, Oliver desired to do some of the translation himself. The Lord revealed to Oliver his will regarding this matter. It is recorded in the Doctrine and Covenants, Section 9, which tells how Oliver tried to translate, but was not successful. Ask a class member to read aloud Doctrine and Covenants, Section 9, verses 7 through 9. Whether we presently have a church position or not, each of us is a leader over his own affairs and must learn how to make inspired decisions. Practicing decision-making. Have class members work through the following problem. Problem: how do we help a less active member come back into church activity? Step 1. Identify the problem. Have class members identify the problem. Most leaders serve members who are less active. Bringing these members back into full fellowship and activity requires diligence and love. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 81, Verse 5. In working with less active members, a priesthood leader should first make a confidential list of those who do not fully participate in church activity. If the list has many names, he should select those he feels would best respond to fellowship. He can then concentrate his efforts on them. When they are activated, they can help him activate other less active members. Brother Jones is representative of many less active people in the church. Read aloud the following description of Brother Jones. Brother Jones joined the church 5 years ago and was ordained to the priesthood. Due to a change in his work schedule, he has been unable to attend any church meetings and activities since shortly after his baptism. He has a problem obeying the word of wisdom and is not very receptive to his home teachers. He has 3 beautiful children and a supportive wife. Brother Jones is a skilled carpenter who takes special pride in his work. Step 2. Pray for discernment. After we have identified the problem, where can we go for help in deciding how to solve the problem? Why should we use discernment when approaching a person like Brother Jones? Problems such as church inactivity present special challenges. Before we can make any decisions concerning a less active individual, we must have the Spirit to help us discern truth from error and real needs from imaginary ones. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 46, Verse 27. Step 3. Study the problem. What information would help us decide what to do about a less active member? As we study the problem, we should consider the following. Who are his home teachers? How can we involve the home teachers more effectively to help the member back into activity? Should we assign special priesthood holders to help this family? How can we communicate to the less active member that we need him? How can he learn that he needs the gospel? What are his interests and talents? Who are his closest friends? How could we use his talents so he will feel needed and important? What activities could we involve him in that would not offend him? How can we ask him for his help? How can we offer to help him? What else might we think about doing? What plan will we follow to bring the less active member back into church activity? Step 4. Make a decision. As we study the problem, we should develop a plan to approach the less active member and show our love for him. It is time for us to decide what to do. Step 5. Pray for confirmation. What is the next step after we have decided what to do? When we have made a decision, we should ask the Lord about it. The Spirit will tell us whether or not we have decided correctly. Step 6. Act. What is the final step? Page 193. Once we have received confirmation, we must follow President Spencer W. Kimball's example and act on our plan. We must do it. As we follow our plan, the Spirit will touch the heart of the inactive member. In time and with fellowship, he will probably desire to come into full activity. Developing the ability to make good decisions can be an enjoyable experience. But more importantly, it is vital that we make the best possible decisions. We can then be confident that the Lord will support us as we act on our decisions. Conclusion. We are our Heavenly Father's children, and He has sent us to earth to give us growing experiences. For this reason, the Lord extends calls of service to us to help Him do His work on earth. But if we are not prepared or worthy to receive the influence of the Holy Ghost, we cannot properly fulfill the Lord's calls or grow as much as we could. In order to serve well and make inspired decisions, therefore, we must live worthy of the companionship of the Holy Ghost and have faith in Jesus Christ. We must also have faith in ourselves in carrying out our decisions. This takes courage and commitment. When we do in righteousness what we have committed to do, the Lord will bless us with His Spirit. By following correct decision-making procedures, keeping the commandments, and seeking the confirmation of the Holy Ghost, we will make more inspired decisions, and our influence for good will increase. Challenge. This week, when making a decision, follow the steps outlined in this lesson. Continue to practice this process until it becomes part of your life. Additional scriptures. 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 15. Solomon asks for an understanding heart. John chapter 7, verse 17. How to know if something is God's will. 1 Nephi chapter 3, verse 7. The Lord will help us do what He asks us to do. Doctrine and Covenants section 11, verses 12 through 14. Put your trust in the Spirit. Page 194. Teacher Preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Review Lesson 12 of this manual. 2. Prepare a chart outlining the steps for making inspired decisions, or plan to list the steps on the chalkboard. 3. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 21. Leadership. Inspired Decision Making.